Emergency medical supplies will begin arriving in New Zealand this weekend as health authorities try to make sure there's enough personal protective equipment for frontline health workers. The Ministry of Health says 41 million face masks are coming, along with 500,000 isolation gowns, 30,000 face shields, and 50,000 goggles. Extra gear for non-health staff doing essential work is also coming. Whanganui company Amtec is arranging some of the imports. Amtec director Jeremy Anderson told our reporter Phil Pennington three charter flights have been arranged with more to come.
The first is confirmed, is landing very early Saturday morning into Auckland, and the next one is coming in landing Sunday and the third Wednesday. Three Dreamliners full of PPE gear for needy New Zealanders.
You're a commercial business, so are you standing to make a lot of money out of this?
Not a lot, no. These flights are costing us a lot of money. It's a massive commitment for us, but we're trying to do it to serve New Zealanders in times of need.
What sort of PPE gear? What have you got?
Just under 2 million masks, N95 and surgical masks. There's 150,000 face shields and I think 100,000 goggles. Isolation gowns, lots of those, hazmat suits. It's loaded to the gunners, but it's whoever has registered a need and applied for the product.
How many people have registered a need?
I don't know, there's hundreds anyway. And these are all genuine, legit, frontline medical organisations that need it.
Apart from those three, is that going to be it?
No, we've booked them for flight four and booked them for flight five. Air New Zealand are working very, very closely with us on that. And we're just waiting for Shanghai Airspace Control to give us confirmation of landing rights. It's a very, very full airport at the moment. It's very, very hard to get planes in and out of. Basically, the Chinese requirements have been overrun by what's coming out of New York State. And I've been getting calls from contacts in New York for volumes of 10 million masks and 20 million masks. And we could never possibly do those sort of numbers. But we're only sorting after New Zealand.
On the ground in China, what's the supply like? Are factories actually running out of certain PPE?
They are. The PPE raw material is very, very difficult to get now because the whole world is now wanting PPE gear. We hate to say it, but if it spreads around the third world countries, the demand for PPE, and most of it is coming out of China, is just going to explode, and there will come a point where China cannot keep up and we're waiting a long time, and that would be a scary situation. And I am a bit worried that the Chinese government could put a cap on the amount of products that are available to be exported in PPE. Not that it's been mooted.
We have more attempts now, more liaison going on in New Zealand to get our own product, to get our own product made. So that would underscore the need for that to carry on, does it?
Well, yeah, but it's raw material producers. You see, it's not that many raw material mills that are making the raw material.
That is Amtec Director Jeremy Anderson speaking to our reporter Phil Pennington.